Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Oh, Brower. Rebound. He scores. Try Brower. The former blockoff has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Days like today is kind of like a sports purgatory of sorts. Because the Blues don't play tonight. And we talked about Game 6 all day yesterday. And you kind of want to save your Game 7 takes for the day of, which obviously isn't until tomorrow night. So today we're just kind of, we're in between today, Jim, and that's just not a fun place to be.
The entire station just about is traveling today?
Yes, they're all on their way to Boston.
All the media is traveling to Boston today or on their way or getting there as we speak. And you're right, it is a day of, I think yesterday most Blues fans licked their wounds and said, okay, all right, didn't happen, disappointment. Today is, let's get calm and get ready and get ramped up for what's going to take place tomorrow. I think most Blues fans are still confident that they can go and win a game in Boston. For crying out loud, they're 9-3 in the playoffs on the road, which is unheard of. I mean, in retrospect, they're 6-7 at home.
And they've played very well after losses. Yes. This postseason, that's been a good trend.
You have nothing to hold back. I mean, you don't worry about any suspensions for hits after the game. You just crush your opponent when you get the opportunity. And you just wait and see what happens. I mean, that's really where it's at. But you're right. Today is that day of, I mean, even myself, I'll be honest, I'm kind of calm. I've expected this team, as this thing has gone through, to go, hey, you know what? I'm confident in what this team can do. I'm still confident that they can go in, win a game tomorrow. I don't think they're going to get intimidated playing in Boston. They've proven that. Even as loud as Boston could be tomorrow, they're not going to get overwhelmed by the surroundings. But today is just, let's just take a breath. There are plenty of things for us to talk about today, by the way. We've got Cardinal baseball we're going to discuss in a little while. They beat the AAA Marlins last night.
They did. Michael Wacha threw well on his rehab start down in AAA.
They will get the AAA Marlins for the next couple nights before they take on the Mets. Tonight, later on, here locally, St. Louis FC has their Open Cup game, the Chicago Fire.
That's at Lindenwood?
It's at Lindenwood, Harlan C. Hunter Stadium. There are still some tickets available for that. You can see an MLS team come to take on St. Louis FC in the Open Cup match. Should be a nice night out there. It's a 7:30 kickoff, so go on out and check that out. Women's national team starts their Open, or I should say World Cup competition today at 1 o'clock on the 2 Fox as they take on Thailand. They're looking to win their fourth World Cup out of 8 opportunities. So that all starts today. So there are plenty of things to talk about. Oh, and the NBA Finals.
NBA Finals, there were some big news coming out of the NBA Finals last night. I do want to mention this is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. And this opening segment brought to you by the fine folks at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. Visit WWTRaceway.com. Take a look at all the events that's transpiring there over the next couple of months. We have some great weather here in St. Louis coming up. So be sure to check out what's going on at Worldwide Technology Raceway. On the topic of racing at 12:30 today, we'll be joined by Kenny Wallace, a huge Blues fan. I'm sure his energy is crescendoing incrementally for tomorrow night's contest. We had Dr. Rick Lehman on the topic of Kevin Durant, among others. He'll have some things to say about what happened last night to the Warriors star player, tearing his Achilles, reportedly. Hasn't been officially confirmed. And then in about 20 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Rob Raines, STLSportsPage.com, longtime reporter for the Cardinals. I also know that he is a big Blues fan, so I'm sure he has some thoughts about what to expect tomorrow night in Boston.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to also talking to Rob about the baseball team and what he's seen, because we have an opportunity, I should say, to discuss. They're 32-32 right now. So you're at 500. So you're not buried, but if you don't get going soon, you are going to be buried pretty quickly in this division. The Cubs are showing their dominance again after sweeping the Cardinals, and the Brewers are still going to be the Brewers. So you better figure it out fast, because not only are you falling behind in the division, Brian, you're also starting to see a slight gap in the wild card right now for the Cardinals. You can't get too far behind.
You are, and if you're hoping for some optimism, last year an 8-game winning streak for the Cardinals in August began in Miami.
What a place to start.
What a place to start against a very, very, very bad Marlins baseball team. Now, I'm glad you brought up the NBA Finals, though. I guess we'll probably jump into that. We'll talk plenty of hockey later on. Baseball coming up at 10:30. Hockey will dominate this show tomorrow, as we hope to be joined by Chris Kerber, Frank Cusimano, Charlie Marlowe, Martin Kilcoyne, all four of which should be in or around the TD Ameritrade Garden for Game 7 tomorrow night. But last night, first half, you saw the difference his presence made. The Warriors won one quarter last night. In Game 5 of the NBA Finals, that was the first quarter, the only quarter that Kevin Durant played in its entirety, and then suddenly this happened.
Durant off the screen, gets Ibaka as his defender. Durant goes to work, ball knocked away. Durant's hurt. He's hurt. He's hobbling off on the break. Ibaka goes up and got fouled by Livingston.
He's holding his right leg.
Yep.
And it looks like in the same place. I don't want to speculate.
People are cheering an injury.
It's not good.
Timeout Warriors. Kevin Durant gets up and he is limping badly. And people are cheering. Oh. Really?
Oh.
That's what you're doing?
Yeah. He's going right to the dressing room, Tim.
Serge Ibaka trying to get people to calm down. And Kevin Durant's night, I believe, is done.
The Warriors did end up winning. The NBA Finals are still going on, and yet far and away the biggest story coming out of last night is, one, Durant's injury. There was a lot of talking during the game, especially on social media, about the reaction of Raptors fans to it, which you should not cheer an injury.
But were they
under any circumstances?
But there were cheers when he got up as well. You know how injuries happen in football. I'm not condoning any of that. I just wasn't. I think you would have to be there, and I guess the people that were said they were cheering the injury, so I understand that. It just, to me, it sounded like they were cheering more when he got up, as common thing in the NFL when someone gets an injury and they wave their hand or something like that.
It was a lot of weird going on at that point. I mean, and Steph Curry even talked about it here.
Very confused around that reaction. It's not my experience with, the people of this city. And I commend, obviously, Danny Green and Kyle Lowry especially. I think they were the ones that were kind of signaling to the crowd, like, Let's check ourselves a little bit and understand that this is about an individual, a human being, and not, oh, shoot, he's out, he's hurt, we won the championship. Like, that was probably their initial thought, and you hate to see that when a guy's going, through pain like that. So, again, that's not my experience with this city, and I just hope that ugliness doesn't show itself again as we go forward in this series.
It's just a lot of weird at that point. And I mentioned to you, when they went to halftime with the halftime show, Michelle Beadle, Jalen Rose, it was like a morgue. I mean, it was like, they were like, you could just see their faces. It wasn't, hey, happy, we're here, it's the NBA. It was like, yeah, KD's hurt. Da-da-da-da, they got the lead. This game is for Toronto for the taking. And that was basically it. I mean, it was just like a morgue. And things changed. I got to give Golden State guys some credit. They still persevered and won the game. It's going back to Golden State, but my goodness, it's been a long time since I watched a game where something like that just completely affected just the atmosphere, what was going on.
And for me, I've been vocal that I'm not a Kevin Durant fan. As far as, you know, the burner account, the antics, I think he did take the easy route to Golden State. He was handed, you know, a great team in Oklahoma City with Westbrook and Harden, couldn't get it done. So I think people resented him for that. But he's a fantastic player. And this is the worst possible situation for him going into what would have been, you know, the biggest time of his life. Hitting free agency, possibly going to a huge mega market in New York City, getting your max deal, and setting yourself up for, you know, 6-7 years down the road for what will be the rest of your life post-basketball. I think that's why he wants to go to New York. And now you're talking about, you know, maybe he'll sign a one-year deal and he's going to be out all of next year. It's more than just basketball, but you do think about just how timely and how terrible this injury is for who is probably right now the second, third best player in the NBA. I don't think there's any debate about that.
Yeah, he's in the top five, top four at least. There's no doubt about it. It just had such an eerie feel about it. It was a one-point win. I mean, let's face it, Toronto had a chance to win it at the end. I didn't necessarily like the shot they got.
But if you did, it was blocked, though. If you did,
it was.
What a great camera shot, by the way, whoever that was, to see Draymond Green get a piece of that. That's why it looked so horrible from the camera angle.
And Toronto gets to carry that timeout over into Game 6. Yes. So it's a good thing they didn't use it there on the final possession as it was breaking down.
I was the same way. I was like, you know, you think you'd want to really set something up. And they got the ball to Kawhi, but, I mean, he got triple-teamed immediately, and they went to the corner, and it just wasn't, I don't know, it just wouldn't have been the look I was looking for.
You call a timeout with all the momentum on your side, and then you don't call a timeout when you need it the most. Weird. Just a very weird game, but outside of the injury and the timeouts, it was a fantastically played game. I mean, that was a really fun game to watch.
It was a defensive struggle. I mean, you had to earn all your points in that one. What one final cut, just the eeriness of this. Nick Nurse talked about how it even affected his team.
I don't get a lot of that aura, but I did get some reaction from guys on our bench. And, you know, some of the guys on our bench were really shook up. And I even know at halftime when they came out I mean, I don't know what the official word is, but somebody on the bench said he tore something. And I know Kyle, you know, was on the bench sitting there and was shook up by that. And both Clay and Steph stopped and talked to Kyle there at halftime on our bench about it. So, you know, I think it's always a little eerie feeling for everybody when something like that happens on a big stage like this.
I mean, think about that. The opponent is upset, and then the other team actually comes over and kind of consoles you. Hey, yeah, he's hurt. We all have a game to play here. We're playing for a championship. I mean, that's unheard of.
Well, I'm sure that the word of a possible Achilles injury had reached them at some point, and every athlete, not even so much basketball player, every athlete knows what that means. It's at least a calendar year out, and no guarantee that you get that explosiveness back on that first step, which for a guy like Kevin Durant is vital to the way that he plays. And now what to me gets really fascinating is it was assumed that he was going to decline his player option and hit free agency. Mm-hmm. All the reports that a team like the Knicks were preparing to offer him a max contract. If he's not set to play for a year, suddenly that $30 million in the guaranteed player option, I wonder if he picks that up, rehabs for a year, tries to show him at some point next offseason that he's healthy, and then goes for another big deal.
Yeah.
Which would really tie up Golden State's salary cap a little bit.
It would mess things up for them. That is no doubt about that. Here's the other side of it. I don't know how to play this series out the rest of the way. Because, look, they need, and I'm talking about Golden State, they need one win to get it to a 7. I mean, that's their goal here. Get me a win. They're going home. The reality is, what's left that's healthy enough that they can try and, you know, get one more win to get to a game 7? And once you get to a game 7, you just, kind of like we're doing with the Blues and Bruins, you just go, well, we'll take our chances and see what happens. The reality is, I wasn't sure they were going to be able to hold on after what took place, and they did. I think they got to get more credit for that. It was a defensive struggle. it wasn't necessarily the prettiest of basketball, but they got it done. They held on. And I think it makes for just a completely different storyline than any of us saw coming with what's left here. Here's another thought with the whole NBA Finals thing. Who would have ever thought that the country of Canada would be focused in on the NBA Finals while the Stanley Cup playoff Game 7 is being played? Look, for the most part, not too many people are watching Game 7 in Canada like they would if it was any other group of teams. But it's the Blues and it's Boston. They're like, all right, this is our national game. But guess what? We, the North, got our basketball team with a chance to win the first ever. And trust me, having been in Canada on both the western side and the eastern side, anything to do with Canada, no matter where it's at, those people gravitate to that and they rally around it throughout the entire country. So I know everyone in Canada is super focused on this game, 6 that's going to be played between Toronto and Golden State. But, man, it has just turned into a completely different storyline than anything we've ever seen in an NBA Finals right now.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 5-9 of the Fan and 5-9ofthefan.com. Once again, Rob Reigns at 10:30. Dr. Rick Lehman, and one thing I want to get in with him at 11:20 is the injury itself to Kevin Durant. And a part of me wonders, maybe he was misdiagnosed a little bit at the start of this injury. They were very specific, saying it was just a calf injury and that he'd be reevaluated after 2 weeks. There really wasn't any indication that it would be a month-long injury, mm-hmm. which is what it ended up being. And then shortly into playing his first game back, his Achilles ruptures. I wonder if, did they rush him back? Did Durant rush himself back? Did they maybe miss something that was going on lower than the calf, which is where the Achilles is? It's for a medical team that has had issues this season in Golden State. It's a very bad look.
There's a lot of fishiness going on, a lot of not knowing what the true reasons are. And all the, you go another step, is all the rumors of hurt feelings, and that's why he's not playing. And, well, I think those, he may have had hurt feelings, but the reality is, based on what we saw in the first part of that game last night, he was never ready to come back. I mean, he went after it. He tried. He couldn't even get to halftime before he was injured. And we'll see the severity of it, but it could be career-threatening. So,
just to give an idea of what I mean, Kevon Looney was ruled out for the finals following Game 2 with a costal cartilage fracture and then played last night.
And he was fighting through pain.
Yes, but there does seem to be, I mean, how you go from ruled out to playing barely a week later, maybe a bit of a disconnect between player and staff.
Well, we had similar issues with Klay Thompson with his leg injury, the hamstring. Looked like he couldn't even walk. And then, well, he might play. Then he didn't. Then he's in the lineup and he's playing. There's a lot of questions. Or is it just guys going, you know what, I got a chance to win a championship. Forget what the doc says, I'm going to play through it. Yeah, we love that when it works, but when it doesn't, when a guy, you know, furthers the injury, then you're going, boy, maybe you shouldn't have done that. I mean, it's hindsight, it's 2020, but there is a lot of question marks here.
And Durant is so sensitive. I'm not taking that as a shot. It just, he is a very sensitive superstar to where he does take words from fans and media members very personal. Did he come back just to prove that he wasn't, you know, a scenario to where the Golden State wins without him? You know, you would never hear the end of it from his critics. I think he might have wanted to shut people up about his legacy and come out there injured. And so I don't know what would make you want to play if you're, you know, have a severe leg injury on the cusps of a few months down the road, signing a $200-plus million contract. That may be the competitive edge kicking in, but I'm not for sure exactly what was the motivation for Durant, maybe outside of proving the haters wrong. I'm not for sure if that's anything there or not.
You can argue it was taken out of context, but it was Draymond Green who said, hey, you know what, we won without Durant before, we'll probably win again.
Yeah, it's not like you're a team that hinders based upon your play. You are a fantastic talent, but you do have a couple superstars on that roster.
We'll see what they do in Game 6. They got to get a Game 6 to get to a 7, but it was just, wasn't your typical finals, NBA finals last night. Just once that took place, everything just changed. And I've never seen anything like it in an NBA finals. It's always been Showtime, get the best against the best, make it happen. And this just took a completely different turn when Durant went down.
It did. Game 6, Warriors-Raptors will be on Thursday night in Oakland. Will be the last NBA game in Oakland, California, before they move across the bay to San Francisco next season. We're going to take a short time out. Rob Raines on the other side talking Cardinals baseball and Blues hockey. Dr. Rick Lehman at 11:20. We'll switch to the Midday Grind at noon, at which point we'll be joined by Kenny Wallace at 12:30. Maybe Frank Cusumano at some point during the show. Trying to figure out where he is right now en route to Boston, Massachusetts. Before we go to break, though, Frank's mom is at the Gatesworth, and they've been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. The Gatesworth standards of personalized service are unmatched, and its highly trained staff is empowered to do all that is necessary to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information. There you are at 1 McKnight Place, the perfect place for mom, dads, aunt, uncles, grandparents. That is the place to be for the elderly. Dr. Jones, 1-855-260-EYES. He is a board-certified ophthalmologist, Quantum Vision Centers, and also an assistant professor at St. Louis University. And finally, the Maryville University Listener Lines at 855-282-8255. Maryville.edu. Every student gets a tablet where the books are installed upon. So it's not buy your books for $100 and get 10 back at the end of the semester. Able to save a little money doing it that way. Maryville.edu, they are the sponsor of our phone lines. Take a short time out. Rob Raines on the other side.
The Appliance Discounters has done it again. The only appliance store in the area to offer free replacement installation on Bosch built-in appliances, the finest that money can buy. Come into any of our 6 showrooms and choose any Bosch built-in appliance, and the replacement installation is on us. You can also receive a rebate of 10% back on your selection of 3 or more Bosch quality appliances. Highest quality, lowest price, 10% back, free installation. Visit one of our 6 showrooms now open in Concord Plaza Shopping Center or visit theappliancediscounters.com.